Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11. It is a snowy Saturday morning, and we're here till 11 to take your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. But Morgan and I were talking, the great Morgan Cunningham, Mr. Radio of WTIC, who has a Saturday afternoon show, is now going to be working all day Saturday, it sounds like, because he has a new show on Saturday. You there, Morgan? Where is Morgan?
Hear me?
There you are.
There you go.
Hey. We hear you.
All right. Technology, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You're coming in on the hard line.
Old school.
So you have a new show. You're gonna be working all Saturday. You got your afternoon show, and then you've got this new show, 9 to midnight.
Yes.
And what is it all gonna be about?
Well, you see, I'm crazy, so this is why I signed up to do this, right?
Well, you're like I said, you're Mr. Radio. So what are you gonna be doing?
It's called Nighttime Neighbors. You know, I feel that there are a lot of people out there who are looking for community at night, in short, in general. Mm-hmm. And this talk show is intended to be basically a conversational show for people who otherwise might not have access to going out on a Saturday night. You know, I'm talking about truckers, shift workers, people who are shut in, lonely perhaps. That's going to be the focus of the show in general.
So the topics aren't about loneliness in general, but the topics are about getting folks to be together and be in a forum where they can chat and have...
Pretty much, yes.
And they can call in?
I'm working on that, yes. There are some technical things that have to be worked out, so I don't think that will be ready for the first or second show, but I'm working on that.
All right. So it's kind of like having the crew over in the evening, mm-hmm. and you're all chatting about whatever the topics are. Now, you've been very focused on Connecticut for your Saturday afternoon show. Is this going to be more national, or is it still Connecticut?
This will be far broader. I will certainly go into local topics mm-hmm. as they come up or as I feel that they're fit. But we could talk about plenty of other things, too. So it's not totally isolated to Connecticut only. And I think one of the reasons why I'm here on your show, Eric, mm-hmm. There are so many people out there my age or older who are relying on technology to be their friends.
Yeah.
ChatGPT is their friend. No, ChatGPT is not your friend.
Right.
You know, and my way of approaching this, because it seems to be a growing problem in our society, is to combat that with old school talk. But some parts of the day, it's hard to find live talk shows or one that is more general interest. Mm-hmm. And that has led to this talk show. In fact, when I was pitching it with our station management, Eric, I did some research. In the top 75 markets in the country, I could find only 6 live shows on a Saturday night that were non-play-by-play sports or one of the usual network shows or just a rerun of, you know, Best of Hannity or whatever it is. So I think that this is going to be something really unique that we're doing at WTIC, and I'm looking forward to have people joining me for it as it grows.
And then, of course, you've got the podcast. You can stream it as well if you miss the show. Now, you're
also
right.
Also, keep in mind, the AM signal is much larger at night. So we've got AM 1080. Oh, we've got WTIC.com. Yep. Like, we are going to be everywhere.
96.5 HD2, which is what I like to listen to.
Okay, well, it'll be there too.
Yeah. So the whole thing about loneliness, I mean, this is one of the topics that does kind of matter to me as well. The thing about community bands, right? When we get together as community bands, it's all age groups from like high school up to beyond 80 are in these bands. And some of these folks are, like you said, they're living on their own. They look to go out on that Monday night for that rehearsal and be with community, and with a community that would be a completely different type of community than if you went to a church or what have you. You're doing the same thing. So here with radio, you're going to talk about these topics that folks might find interesting, all sorts of different topics. Not like the Art Bell, though, of radio.
I'm not looking to get into conspiracy or paranormal, things like that. I mean, I'm not saying that it won't come up. I'm saying that it's not going to be the focus of the show. But I want to point out, Eric, George Norrie, our current overnight host on Coast to Coast AM.
Yep.
George is great.
Yeah.
I went to his live in-person event. I don't know if you know this. He had an event in Charlotte, North Carolina earlier this year that I went to.
Okay. Oh.
And okay, so he didn't have 10,000 people. He didn't pack a stadium, nothing like that.
Right.
But he had a few hundred people in attendance there from the greater Charlotte area.
Lots of tinfoil hats?
I did not see any tinfoil hats. No.
All right.
That's funny though. But I looked at this crowd. These people were into George and the topics and the community that show serves from 1 until 5 in the morning. It's something like that, I think, that helped inspire this show. But also, I was meeting up with a bunch of friends at a venue that kind of went belly up this summer. Mm. And we haven't been getting together in that sense. And frankly, I don't want to go out that much anymore at night. I don't know what happened to me in the last year, but I feel differently about it. I don't know if it's because I'm approaching 30 years of age. That might be.
Approaching
30. I don't know. I feel a change. I don't want to go out as much anymore. And so this is kind of my solution, because I feel, okay, if I don't want to go out, there are other people who don't either, but yet I'm looking to socialize.
Now, are you going to have guests that are going to join you between that 9 to midnight slot?
I'm going to do a lot of it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to, as I told you earlier, look to take calls in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Technology pending, and then I am going to have guests on as well.
Awesome.
I'm working on a pretty high-profile guest who might be on with me in March.
Awesome.
Either February or March, but it's going to be high-profile.
Oh, very cool.
I can't tease it anymore. I got the go-ahead. We just have to pick a date.
Oh. Okay, cool. So again, it's going to be like talking to Morgan, like you're going out. If you're at a bar or something like that, you're going to have, hey, what about them taxes? Or hey, can you afford your electricity bill? Or hey, how come we can't afford gasoline? Or hey, that's the kind of discussion we're going to have?
Yes. I mean, it's going to be all over the place. I mean, people have asked me kind of, what are you going to be talking about, Morgan? And I think that I'm looking to make this show responsive to what's going on, but also not go down the wormhole of what bathroom to use in political arguments and those kinds of things, if you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Eric. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. We try to avoid that here, too. I get lots of hell for it when I do go down those pathways.
We have plenty of time during Monday through Friday, plenty of talk shows for that.
Yes.
But this is supposed to be an alternative to just straight political talk. It'll be kind of all over the place.
Nice.
And
nice.
I think that is fitting at night.
A friendly voice.
Yes.
In the evening.
And he's going to be, Morgan's going to be a latter-day Gary Cole from Midnight Caller back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Ooh.
It was a TV show.
I don't even know what that one is.
Yeah.
I guess look it up, Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to dig that up.
It's called Midnight Caller, and I remember it well. I just had to do a little searching to find the name of it, but I remember that show. It was very cool.
There was another conversational show on radio in the 60s and 70s, before the Larry King era, before Art Bell, Herb Jepko and the Nightcaps, which was a network talk show out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And it was kind of an open lines talk show, and it was an 8-hour program at night, so stations could clear it depending on what time of day it was. Like out west in California, midnight to 5 is different, obviously, than out here. It would be 3 to 8. So it was a show that was intended for overnight, and stations would clear a few hours of it, and it was an attempt to bring people together, similar to what I'm trying to do.
Sounds good, Morgan. I'm looking forward to hearing it, and I wish you the best with it.
Yeah.
And, fingers crossed that everything works. There's been a lot of tech. I want to shout out during daytime hours. I'll do it next Saturday night as well.
Yep.
Joey Burgoyne's been a big help. John Ramsey, Eric Fitch, Janine Lee, Steve Salhaney, and Stephanie Pearl. So it's really a team of people behind me in making this possible, and so I'm really happy that everyone was able to come together to make this happen for everybody else in the listening audience.
Sounds good. We need more real people like you. No more AI slop to listen to, right?
I mean, when I heard about the teddy bear that will tell you, you know, basically deadly things, if you ask, like for kids.
Yeah.
Who is it? Kuma the bear?
Something creepy. Oh.
Yeah. And when I heard about that, I said, okay, this talk show needs to happen.
All right, man. You're the guy. We can't wait to hear it. We can't wait to hear what you do with it. And if anybody can do something about it, Mr. Radio Morgan Cunningham can do that.
So. I didn't know that's what you called me.
You are Mr. Radio. You are. You love the medium as much as anyone. And if anybody can be successful at this, it's you. So.
Well, thank you, Eric.
We're looking
forward
to it.
Fingers crossed. We launched next Saturday night at 9 Eastern, 9 to midnight on WTIC.
Sounds good. I'll try to tune you in.
Very cool.
All right. Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to step out for a quick break and get back to more of your calls. Drew and Stefan, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back here till 11 o'clock, and we're going to take your tech questions all the way through. And yes, the last show of 2025.
This is it.
On to our 29th year, formally, I think, from when I was on the 97 is when we have the actual thing. I think the 8th of January is our actual anniversary.
Oh, excellent.
So, I think it'll be our 29th year or it'll be our 30th year. I don't know. I can't do the math right now. Let's go to Stefan in New Britain. What's going on, Stefan?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Did you party too much last night? You got a cold?
No, Santa brought me bronchitis for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Yeah. What can we do for you as you recoup?
Well, as I have been recouping, I've tried to get a few things done that I put off for far too long. I am trying to update the software in one of my synthesizers.
All right.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Behringer.
No, it's a Behringer synthesizer?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's the Neutron. And I was trying to no avail to update it, and it says because I need to have I need to upgrade a driver. Have you guys ever heard of Zadig?
No.
Zadig?
No. Z-A-D-I-G.
Huh. Zadig. No, what is that?
Okay, well, I need to get a bootloader from them to do this. I was just wondering, because I've never heard of them, and I was just wondering if you had heard of them.
I did look up Zadig, and it looks like a USB driver installer.
Yep. And I guess I have to install the STM32 bootloader.
Okay.
And this is going to be on the computer or the synth itself?
The computer.
On the computer.
Okay.
There's a procedure. that once you're on the Behringer site, that I guess you have to have this bootloader, because this is the first time that this synth has been updated, and I got it, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process, because I have to not have the synth on the USB connection to the computer. I turn the synth on while I'm holding a paper clip inserted to this little switch called boot.
Yeah.
And then I let go of that switch, and the software recognizes it, but I have to get this bootloader.
Wow. Okay. That's okay. What do you think you're going to get for updates? What's going to be different about the synth? Because you have to weigh lobotomizing your synth and versus using it. So what's the...
Okay. Well, I have it printed out here. Change default behavior of the Neutron so that it no longer syncs to incoming MIDI clocks when the Neutron is powered on. Sync to external MIDI clock now enabled. Disabled from the front panel of the Neutron.
Mm-hmm.
And oscillator sync buttons, key sync buttons, okay. Exit to the sub. I mean, there's enough of stuff.
There's enough things that you think you're going to use it for? Okay, I just want to make sure you're doing it with some sort of result you want versus just doing it for the heck of it. Did you find any answers for him?
Well, yeah. I looked up Zadig, and I was trying to... When I looked at the website, I recognized it as being similar to the Rufus USB formatter that you can download, and it'll generate USB bootable disks or drives. And it turns out that it is done by the same company. So it should be very good software.
All right.
This should be exactly what you need. And I'm reading the documentation. It looks very specific and very clear. As I'm going through it, I'm not imagining what this is for. I mean, I can see exactly what they want you to do. So I think this is something that you could take advantage of, and it should be good software.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't done anything like this. I did my Model D yesterday on Behringer's site, and it was easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But as with many things in technology, we just can't have that continue.
Right.
We have to make things a bit more difficult, a bit more challenging. I don't know. When I get finished with this, I'll be proud of myself or something. I don't know. But anyway,
You'll accomplish something.
Yes. And before I leave you guys, I got the Google Pixel 8a phone that we were talking about a while back.
Yeah.
If that thing could feel pain, I'd put it through a hay baler.
Yeah, the 8a wasn't the best run of it, I know.
It has a mind of its own. It's irritating beyond all reason. Okay, it listens to me, which I find quite disturbing.
Yes.
Unsurprising for Google.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, and they're helping you, Stefan.
Yeah, well, I've since taped the cameras. So I just put pieces of tape over the cameras. Yeah.
All right.
It's Samsung or nothing. It's simply Samsung or nothing.
Well, we got to go. We hope you feel better, Stefan, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
We'll be right back. New Year song.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah.
Did you ever know there had so many?
I've listened to a lot of ABBA, but I have never heard this song before. So thank you, Carolyn.
Oh, gee. She says she's played it before.
I don't remember hearing it. I don't remember hearing it.
No, me neither. I'm more of a money, money, money. No, just kidding. or Waterloo, or you can name all sorts of things.
Yeah,
Dancing Queen. Let's go on to your calls. Drew in Durham next. Hey, Drew, what's up?
Yeah, good morning. Happy or merry 2 days after Christmas.
Either way. Yeah. To you too.
Yeah. I have a issue with a computer administrator. I've been the administrator of every computer I've owned from XP to Windows 7 and to 10. And I guess about a month ago, I went in to check my system restore settings and to make a change, and it says, I can't do that because I'm not the administrator. Well, right now, looking at my user accounts online here, It says that I am.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, Dennis? Because you've been through these before. I have not.
Okay. What I was going to do is suggest that you open a command prompt.
Okay.
But when you do it, have it elevate and run as administrator and see what it does.
Okay. I tried that.
Okay, and?
And it wouldn't let me. It acted like it did, but I went in to check it, and it did no change.
All right, well, the thing that you're going to, with command prompt, the reason I suggest command prompt is because the window title bar will say administrator with a colon, you know, if you're running it as administrator, and you'll get that clear signal
that you are
an administrator on the computer.
Indeed.
Right.
Indubitably.
Now, you're saying it didn't do that for you even when you ran it as administrator.
Correct.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Anybody else use your machine?
No, I'm the only one that's ever used any of my machines.
So there's only your account on it.
Yeah.
You may have to enable the built-in administrator account, but then again, you may not be able to do it if it doesn't think you're an administrator.
Right.
You're locked out of your own machine.
Wow.
Were you doing?
I upgraded from 10 to 11. I don't think that would have any, because everything else has worked fine.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't think that you were an administrator, it wouldn't have allowed that to proceed. Because
that's true.
It's only going to allow the install to happen if you're an administrator mm-hmm. running the upgrader. So
right. That's what I figured. Yeah.
So he can't get into the command prompt and show he's administrator, and he can't make any changes to his recovery console because he's not administrator. So you've been deprecated.
Well, I don't like that word. Did you just make that up?
No, that's an IT word.
Oh, that's a very common IT word, actually.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got some lower access here. Your credentials have been lowered, which is ironic. Most hackers try to increase your credentials. So all I can think of is, so are you going to be honest with us and tell us what you were doing before? Because you must have been doing some account work. On your system in some way, Office 365, you must have been doing something to get into this predicament.
I can't think of anything.
Okay, that's fair enough. I figured I'd ask that.
I bought Outlook for mail. That's the only thing I did, but I don't have a 365. Well, actually, you know, I did have 365 for a while. I think I had it for a year, and I realized I didn't need it because I heard you guys telling me that I could outright buy Outlook
right.
Mail, which I did, but that's it.
All right, and you made no changes to your administrator account there?
No.
Hmm.
Not to my recall. I don't know.
So being locked out of your account as an administrator is not there's not like an easy way that I know of, and Dennis is looking too. There's maybe some hacker style resources that we would not want to give you over the air.
Well, there is. I did find one article about making a change in the registry. I have made changes back in when I had Windows XP and 7 machines that I went into the registry and I made some tweaks and everything mm-hmm. Worked fine. But what was that the command prompt? I'm in the prompt right now to put in. What was that thing again?
Well, I wanted you to click start and then type the letter CMD, Charlie Mary Delta.
Yeah, I'm in the command prompt now.
Don't just open the command prompt.
Right.
What I want you to do is to get the option to open it on your screen, but right-click on it and then say run as administrator.
Okay, CMD. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that popped up, CMD.exe.
Yep. You're going to right-click.
Well, I'm on the black screen right now. The command prompt itself. You wanted me to do something before that, right?
Yes, I want close that window and then do it all over again. But instead of just opening it right away, you want to right click on command prompt and then run it as administrator.
Okay, so in the start, I type in CMD.
Yep.
Okay,
and then hover over where it says command prompt. Right-click, and then run as administrator.
Drum roll?
And that doesn't come up.
Huh?
I typed in CMD in the search box.
Yep.
I right-click, and that doesn't come up to run as administrator. That's what I ran into when I first tried it.
So if it comes up in the list, right, best match, you're right-clicking right there.
Yeah, I right-click on the CMD, but it comes up. I got undo, select all, but no run as administrator.
No, you think you're missing it. You're doing a little. So when you type in the CMD, you should get a best match list, and then you should be able to right-click it right there in that list, and it'll say run as administrator. That's what we're trying to get you to do.
Okay, let me go back.
I think you're going past it. You're hitting enter. So just type in CMD. It's going to bring up a list. And it's going to show you the best match right there is where you want to right-click, run as administrator. Before you left-click it, you want to right-click it.
Okay. It came up with a list.
Yep. And run administrator the first item?
No, the first item is cmd.exe.
Huh.
All right. Forget what we just told you, okay?
Okay.
We're gonna have you hit the Windows key and then X.
All right.
And that will throw a little menu up. on that menu, one of the options will be terminal admin.
Okay, I see it.
You click that.
Can you do it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on there right now.
So you're running as administrator.
Okay, you want to make changes? Nope. Yes. Okay, and it brought up administrator window.
Okay. And now, if you go up to the title bar in that box that comes up, does it say administrator Windows PowerShell?
Yes, Windows PowerShell 11.
What but does it say administrator at the front?
On the very top, it's administrator window.
And got
then
it.
Below that, it says
beautiful
Windows PowerShell.
Okay.
Okay, Windows PowerShell.
You made Dennis very happy.
Oh, you made me happy too because I made progress.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what you're going to do is type the word, who am I? All one word. WHOAMI and then hit enter.
Not who are you. Who
right.
am I?
You're going to type that into the box.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then it's going to show you a username.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to read that off for me because I don't need to know that. You need to know it, but I don't. Okay.
He just wants to know your password.
No, I'm giving him some information that he can use.
Yep.
Then you're going to type net. Once you see that, whatever that username is, okay,
right.
It's going to have your host name, a backslash, and then your username. The username is the part that you're going to deal with right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to type net and then a local group.
Wait, hang on. This is all, okay, net, N-E-T.
And then space and then local group, all one word. And then space administrators. Space, and then a
net space local group was after what was after group
administrators.
Is there a space after group?
There's a space after net and another one after local group.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
okay.
another, and then you're going to have administrators, and then you're going to put that username in whatever that was. If it's J Doe, you know,
right.
whatever. And then you're going to have another space.
It was ladies man 217.
Then you're going to have another space and then a forward slash that's under the question mark and then ADD. So before you hit enter, take a look at.
Well, you lost me. You lost me because I was going back looking at the name that popped up after
well,
I typed in who am I.
That should be right above where you're typing now. So you should be able
yeah.
to still see that. But
yeah.
bottom line is you're going to have net space.
Space, local,
local
group.
Local group, space.
Space.
Administrators space,
space.
Your username, whatever that is.
Whatever that name was.
And then a space, and then a forward slash, and the word add, ADD.
All of Connecticut's hair is hurting right now.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. I typed in the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The word that popped up.
Yep.
And that's there. Okay, space.
All right, and then ADD, and now you just hit enter.
Here's the moment of truth.
All right.
Yep.
Syntax error.
No. Net local group name, whatever. And a lot of other stuff that popped up.
Huh.
Wait a minute. Okay, after I did that with the ad, it said the syntax of this command is. Is that what you were referring
right.
to?
If
syntax
you got
error.
A syntax error, then
I knew it was a syntax
something
error.
Got typed wrong.
We're gonna actually type this. Can we type this in some way and share it for him? This
yeah.
actual command. So what he's trying yeah. to do is elevate. He's trying to elevate your username to an admin. Is that what you're trying to do, Dennis?
Well, I'm trying to verify that he is in the admin group.
Oh, you're just verifying.
Ideally,
okay.
what's going to happen there mm-hmm. is it'll tell him. It'll say that there's an error.
Yeah.
But it will say you are already in that group.
Right.
Which is fine,
right.
and it's okay. It's not really a bad thing. I'm just trying to figure out why the computer doesn't think he's an administrator if he's an administrator.
Right, right.
I'm trying to tease out all the little pieces.
I wonder if there's a link we can give him on that with as far as things to try to figure out if you're an administrator. It's Windows 11. Because I think that you have to try that syntax with have you go through it again because clearly it's incorrect. We don't want to spend too much more airtime doing it.
Yeah.
But we should be able to find an article on how to confirm if you're an admin of Windows 11. But it looks like you think he's there because he's in the administrator role. He was able to run it as administrator, Dennis. Is that enough for you or not enough for you?
Well, I'm thinking that should be enough, but
right.
I
Something's
still
wrong.
Wanted to explicitly yeah. send the error to put him in the group if he's not.
So,
and apparently there's something wrong with how that was typed in.
So. Yeah. I was giving it 60-40 that was going to go okay. But it's not your fault, Drew. It's we run through this all in our life. Actually, that's why remote management is all involved with our clients. We actually would just take over and do it for you. But in the old
yeah.
days, this is how we troubleshot everything. When TJ and I started the show back in 1997, we would actually have to walk people through the syntax because getting remote access to your computer wasn't as easy as it is these days. So we'll put some links up there for you as far as how to find out if you're an admin. But there's something wrong, we agree, with your machine's ability to think it's an admin because you should be able to make those changes to your recovery console that you were not able to make as an admin. So
yeah.
we have to figure out a way to see if we can also elevate those credentials for him too, Dennis.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get something out to tell you how to do it. In the meantime, Mike G generated a ChatGPT dialogue about dealing with the error that he just got.
Okay.
That Drew got.
That
particular
that?
Error with System Restore.
Nice.
So we'll put that up. And Drew, my advice would be to follow that article first. And
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to put up another ChatGPT about making sure that you're an admin. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You have something to do today, then, huh, Drew?
Yeah. shovel snow, play, make angels, you know.
Yeah, and mess with your syntax.
And mess with my syntax. Okay, guys. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Drew.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. And the syntax in this case has nothing to do with alcohol or smoking. Nothing.
Has S-Y-N tax, not right. S-I-N tax.
Nope. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. And feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. I got to play with some video games with my son on
Very
Christmas
nice.
Day. It was one of my favorite days, things to do with my kids. When they were little, aside from waiting for the update on the Xbox to happen, would be to go down and play with them, right? So as we ate breakfast and watched a movie by the time the first update happened. So me and my son, he brought his PS5 over. Yes, we're geeks. He's got a PS5. I've got the Xbox. We're sitting next to each other. And we're playing Battlefield 4 and just wiping the map of the bad guys, as it were. And, man, I was in heaven after he spent 4 hours playing Lego. So you never get too old to play video games with your kids, I guess, is the moral of the story. We'll be right back. This is the one we know. Rankin Bass. Come on.
There.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. And as we wait for those calls... There's a trifold Galaxy phone out there.
Okay. Trifold.
Trifold. Not just a fold. Trifold.
So there's two folds in the device to have three panels.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty big thing.
I've always wondered why people call that trifold.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's not.
Only twofold.
But that's another point.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Question for somebody else. So I guess the big story is that it fails, it seems, after 150,000 folds, and it starts to squeak at 60,000 folds. Now, I don't know about how many times you pick up and unfold and refold your Galaxy device there, but 150,000 times does seem like a lot.
I would think so.
And the question is, can you fit three layers into your pocket? I mean, that's got to be a thick phone. It's got to be like a brick. You know, who needs that?
Well, yeah, that would kind of be an issue.
I would think so. But the folding technology is pretty cool. They are definitely getting it, and lots of phone manufacturers have it. But I've seen it where though people are having a hard time getting them in their hand, and you can't like. You can't even just the bifold, even though it's a single fold, the bifold is the same problem, right? You get this big double-sided phone in your hand now, and now you need like a thing to hold it, grip it with. You almost need the guy that I saw had like a handle on it. So now you get the handle. This you can't put this thing in your pocket anymore.
The other thing is once you've unfolded it,
yeah.
How does it stay as one unit? You're going to have your hands. You're going to have two hands keep it open and flat, right?
No, he's using it with a holder in one hand.
Well, there you go. You have to have something else to tack onto it in order to make it useful.
It does seem a little, I don't know. It's kind of like, remember 3D
seems
movie
just
glasses?
Like a little much.
Yeah, remember 3D TVs?
Yes.
I mean, that never really took off. Nobody's going to sit there and... have a 3D glasses scenario with your popcorn and your own TV. I mean, I'm sure people do use it, but this doesn't seem like it's a thing that people necessarily want. I want a small, easy to hold phone that's the right size, not one that's going to flip out like an accordion.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about having one of these things, and I'm just running into so many obstacles in my own head that I don't even want to think about it.
So
if I had hair, it would hurt.
150,000. Yeah. 150,000 folds. And you're good, I guess. Anything else you want to talk about before we ran out of time.
Oh,
I guess we don't have anything else to talk about. So we want to thank all you guys for joining us this year and for the many, 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 many years that you've joined us on this program. We thank you very much. We will be back next year. We promise. Maybe a little delayed, but we'll be back next year. And we do thank you so much for being such a great audience and supporting the station and supporting this program the way you have. You made us number two this year. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better thing there.
Oh, that made my year,
guys.
It
was such a great thing.
We're number two.
And Carolyn was part of that. Thank you, Carolyn, for making us number two. Mike G also out there making us number two.
Mike G is the best.
But we appreciate all your support. And everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, as well as over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network on Facebook and over at X if you are over at Tab Computer Sys.
And we want you to be geeks, too.
See you next Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.